Canyon Corners is nearly 8.5 acres of land along Landmark Drive across from Ruby Tuesday and the Hampton Inn. It was approved for 61,000 square feet of commercial and retail in 2004. Representing the project, attorney David Gee said the original developer defaulted, but landowner Meets Worthland took up the project and put in the infrastructure and community benefits that were required.
Meeks made all the public dedications that were required, which included a pretty substantial detention pond for the area, included the area for the bridge, the pedestrian bridge that goes over, included improvements on Landmark Drive that he paid for. He paid for the trail. Meeks was a good landowner. He did what he was supposed to do. As you see, in addition to that, he went over and all the infrastructure is stubbed in. There is a parking lot. There is landscaping. The landscaping is maintained. It is lighted. All the lighting's in. Everything's been done, except it's like the Field of Dream movies. Nobody's come in yet.
The project got a 5-year extension in 2008, but that was followed by a perfect storm of problems, as Dee noted. The economic crash occurred, plus Worthland became ill and was unable to further develop the land. The project's current approval would expire in December of this year. The Planning Commission recommended a 1-year extension, but Planning Commissioners said they were comfortable with longer extensions, up to the 5 years requested by the applicants, and they noted there would be no harm to a longer period. Planning Commissioner Annette Velarde pointed to the list of improvements that have been done by the Worthlands.
What other developer has ever completed that many of the public benefits before they had a leaser? So this is our opportunity to reward someone who's been a good neighbor. If we have an opportunity to show compassion, let's do it. These people have been through the ringer, and they have done the best that they can. I personally would like to not see them back here again. I personally lean towards 5 years in the name of give them the elbow room that they need to make really good development decisions, that they're not going to be put in the position where a buyer or a leaser can strong-arm them and say, you know, your date's coming up. Let's cut them the slack because they cut us the slack up front.
The Planning Commission voted for a motion from Chuck Klinenstein, settling on 4 years. Klinenstein also asked that the decision come back to their next meeting for a final review of findings of fact and conclusions of law.
Just clarification language that, you know, you don't have to have the whole project knocked out. You just got to get it going. Fair enough.
Snyderville Planning Commissioner Chuck Klinenstein. For KPCW, I'm Rick Broth.